can share your thoughts by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Yeah, the NFL draft is on right now, and it's being simulcast on ESPN and ABC. So our TV partner, WEAR ABC Channel 3, is carrying the draft. So no local news right there from them. So we got that from Joe over there in the newsroom. President Biden starting to make some action towards pertaining to the border. I'll tell you what that is coming up here shortly. First, top three stories. So, unfortunately, a helicopter crash, another military helicopter crash today happened in Alaska and killed three service members as two helicopters, Apache helicopters, collided mid-air, apparently. That's very shocking. Then, former Vice President Mike Pence testifies before the grand jury today. Of course, one of the big top stories yesterday was that the Trump administration was not able to block his testimony. And so today he went ahead and gave it. And then the White House is insisting that President Biden's reporter cheat sheet is, quote, entirely normal, end quote. No, it ain't. I mean, this is what we're saying before. So he has like two things. He pretty much since the beginning, I don't know why this thing is rising up again so much. Maybe it's because he's running for re-election just now, just announced that. Maybe that's why it is. But I don't know. I don't know why this is getting so much attention right now, because this has been going on since he became president. He has a cheat sheet every time he gives a press conference. He has a seating chart of all the reporters and what their names are and what organization they're from. And oftentimes that seating chart has a picture of their face. So he's able to identify them that way in case somebody switches seats. And so that's, and that part might be normal. That's not so bad. I mean, be prepared, make sure you're calling the right person's name and things like that. That's okay. The part that's weird, that's not normal, is that he only will ask certain reporters questions. And those certain reporters have had their questions submitted ahead of time, and the president already has that question in front of him. And so then he's got the question like, what are you going to do about the border? And then he goes, Joanne from over there at Slate, you have a question? She's like, yes, what would you do about the border? He's like, so what I'll do about the border, hold on, let me pull out my other note card that has the answer to that. That's not normal. I mean, unless you have dementia. That's normal then. For people who have dementia or Alzheimer's, then that's normal. But that's not normal for a presidency. So for the White House to be like, it's entirely normal. Finish your sentence. It's entirely normal when you're dealing with a president who has dementia. That's what you mean to say. Why are you laughing, Gracie? Isn't this accurate?
That sounds like if I was to be the press secretary. It's totally normal.
Well, that's kind of what it feels like. Like the way they're giving that kind of response. So, yeah. So those are your top three stories. So the president or the administration is starting to do a little something pertaining to the border. President has authorized the military to call up reservists to combat drug trafficking at the southern border. So this is an executive order that basically will say, hey, we got to address international drug trafficking at the border. So this is as Title 42 is going to end in 2 weeks on May 11th. Title 42 is one of those things where we're hearing that there's tens of thousands of people who are flocking to the border, getting ready for Title 42 to end. And of course, as you have a lot of people coming to the border, then you're going to have illegal drugs trying to be trafficked into the country among the chaos, right? So this executive order authorizes the defense secretary to respond to the national emergency, and it directs them they can call active duty reservists who will be sent to the southern border. And then I guess they'll be directed by Department of Homeland Security on like what to do and things like that. Now, I do want to address this pertaining to the southern border situation and the flock of people down there. You've got two mentalities that are going on. One mentality is they're all coming here illegally, and we just have to crack down and just force them to come here legally, go through the proper legal process. And it says all these people are coming here illegally, and we're letting people in the country illegally. We don't know who is coming here illegally just to have a better life, and who's coming here illegally because they're a terrorist or a drug dealer or a trafficker. And so, unfortunately, even if somebody wants to come here for a better life, it's still illegal. They need to go through the legal process. So we should just block the border, like basically not let anybody come through. That's one process. That's one thought process. Another thought process you have is the vast majority of the people there are refugees, and we should take in the refugees. And yes, there might be a bad guy here or there, but it's for the greater good. There's more good that can be done by rescuing the refugees than there is by, cracking down on the border. I think both of those mentalities are a bit wrong, and let me share why. One is about the idea that everybody's illegal, doesn't matter, send them home. Well, hold on a second. Unless we can change our legal immigration system, a lot of the people who do want to come here illegally, but just for a better life, they have no legal way to get here. And I know what you're going to say. Yes, they can. We have a legal process. Our legal process is extremely expensive. It is not for the poorest of the poor to be able to come here. And I get it. Some people go, fine, then we don't need the poorest of the poor to come here. Well, that's kind of how our country was established. I mean, if we didn't allow the poorest of the poor to come here, then my ancestors wouldn't be here from Italy. And so, I mean, it's just, that's what we've done. You know, we create, that's the American dream for a lot of these people. They can come here, the poorest of the poor, and they can make a better life for themselves. But we've kind of erased legal ways for the poorest of the poor to come here. So I understand that part. So I'm not completely against saying, you know, hey, nobody can come across the border. However, we do have a lot of people that are trying to do nefarious things, and they're not all quote unquote refugees. So the group that says they're all refugees, or the most of them are refugees, just let them all in. No, they're not. Most of them are not refugees. I'd say 90% are just people who want to have a better life. And so if you're saying they're a refugee because their country sucks and they don't make a lot of money and they don't feel like there's a lot of job opportunity and stuff, that's not a refugee. A refugee is somebody, to me, that your life is threatened because of where you live. And if your life is threatened because of where you live just because it's violent, well, guess what? Chicago. I mean, like what? We're just going to take, like, anybody can leave Chicago and you just go to this next city for free and do this and this. Like, I mean, if you're in America, yeah, you can do that. But you can't just say, well, it's violent, so they got to leave. We got a lot of violent places in America. Been to downtown Memphis? Come on. That's not a refugee. A refugee is a situation where you got a war-torn area and things like that. So I don't agree with this comment that refugees are basically most of the people. No, they're not. They're just people who want a better life, and I don't blame them. But if you want a better life, we got to go about it a different way. You can't call yourself a refugee and just get asylum here. Asylum from what? It doesn't make sense. So there's got to be this balance in controlling the southern border. And I do believe it starts with creating a legal path for the poorest of the poor to get here, and then securing that border like a mother, like just lining the border up with military and just like, no, you can't come in this way. We have a legal way. Here's the legal way. Well, I'm claiming asylum. We have a legal way to do that. You didn't need to travel all the way across Mexico to get here and across the South America and then Mexico to get here. We had a legal process. It's online, and there's no reason for all this. So I can't trust you because we have a legal system for you to get here, whether it be as a refugee or whether it be just because you want to have a better life and you're too broke to go through our current legal system. So that's why I'm like, to me, it starts with creating legal systems that makes it easier for people to apply to get to the country legally. Then we can just lock down that border, and you know, people trying to get in then at that point are trying to be nefarious. So I'm all for ramping up E-Verify as well. I'm all for ramping up. I mean, I mentioned this before. You run E-Verify for any public, like taxpayer-funded situation. So whether it be hospital stuff, whether it be utilities, whether it be public schools, you want to get your utilities turned on, E-Verify first. Got to make sure you're a citizen. You want to get your enroll your kids in public school, E-Verify first. Make sure you're a public citizen. Why? These are taxpayer dollars going into this. So if you came to the country legally, but you overstayed your visa and did not go home like you were supposed to, E-Verify will find you as you try to enroll your kid in school. And then we'll know and you'll send you home like you were supposed to. That's what you agreed on with the visa. So, I mean, there's so many ways I think we can do this. It's just there's nobody. I mean, there's maybe a handful of people in legislatures that are willing to do these kinds of measures that would truly secure the country, protect the sovereignty of the nation, and also have a standard of rule of law. And then also provide a way to like be empathetic and be sympathetic for those who want a better life. And create a national, like a pathway for them to be able to get here legally. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10 and I-110 looking good throughout our area, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Gulf Beach, and Lilina Highway. And nothing to slow you down on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to 850-262-6111. And again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder.
Yeah, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. They're coming up here in about 6 minutes. We have your Cliff Notes version of your of both the jobs report and of the Florida legislative update. And then we've also got an update on the NFL draft coming up for your sports hit a little bit later as well. Lots of things going on this weekend. We've got Bands on the Beach coming up on Tuesday as well. And Bands on the Beach this week's going to be Jesse Ritter, who's from the Panhandle. So this is thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. She'll take the stage at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7. But lots of things going on this weekend. We got the Tall Ships this weekend. We've got Hog Fest tomorrow. You got Dixon Dub tonight. You've got Crawfish Festival tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. You've got, what am I missing here? We got Bands on the Blackwater tonight. We keep getting all these things. There's a car show tomorrow. There's so many things. It feels like the kickoff of summer. So weird. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, U.S. regulators will take over First Republic Bank. Reuters reports the FDIC will place the troubled bank under receivership imminently. President Biden is commuting the sentences of 31 nonviolent drug offenders. The move is part of a broader effort by the administration to improve rehab programs in jails and prisons. Donald Trump says he's retiring the crooked nickname for Hillary Clinton and will instead be using it against President Biden. Speaking in New Hampshire, the former president says there's never been anybody in the history of American politics so crooked or dishonest. California approving a rule to end the sale of diesel trucks in the state by 2036. The rule would also require fleet owners have their trucks be electric or zero emission by 2042. And update in the NFL draft, Will Levis did not have to wait long tonight as the Tennessee Titans traded up to the 33rd pick to draft the quarterback out of Kentucky, Bobby.
Oh boy. Don't know. I'm a big Titans fan, and there was buzz that they were going to try to go get a quarterback this draft, and they were looking at one in free agency and weren't able to really get any kind of steam rolling with any of the major quarterbacks who were on the market. And so there was buzz that they might try to go pick up a quarterback in the draft. And sure enough, there it is. Moved up that way since he was available. I guess they had overnight to think about it and thought, we need somebody to behind Tannehill because I can't remember the guy that
Malik
got
Willis.
Last year.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They Malik watched Willis about didn't. Three quarters of Malik Willis and were like, yeah, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, yeah, that's basically that's what it came down to. They're like, okay. So,
well, Adam Schefter apparently said that the Titans tried to trade up last night, but just weren't successful in that. But, Levis not there, by the way. So he hung out in the green room all night and then said, I'm going to go home. So
Yeah, I don't blame him. So, and he's from Kentucky, so right there by Tennessee. Yeah. So that'll be get a little fan base built in right there. And the reality of it is as long as Tannehill stays healthy, he's just going to be sitting the bench behind Tannehill anyway for a little bit. But it could be like last year where Tannehill was oft injured, and they needed Malik Willis to step up, and Malik couldn't, and that left the Titans in a pretty bad situation. So they definitely need somebody who's a better, more capable backup and future quarterback for the franchise. Yeah. So, yeah. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. I-10 I-110 looking good, as well as 29 and 90, Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. Nothing to slow you down. And throughout Pace, Chemukla Highway, Berry Hill Road, as well as Quintent Road. Really nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads causing some delays, you see an accident and have details, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report presented by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Come up here next. Got your Cliff Notes version of your jobs report as well as your Florida legislative update. Stick around.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Because we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow down.
That's called right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So there is the jobs report here. So we saw an actual decrease once again in the jobs report. So we've had like 3 or 4 weeks in a row now. We've had a fewer number of new filings for unemployment compared to the previous week. And then we have continued unemployment dropped by 22,000 as well. So there is down to 1.76 million Americans who are on unemployment. I mean, it was just not that long ago, about a month ago, it was 1.9 million. So we've really dropped it a lot right there. And here in Florida, we've had about 650 fewer new filings for unemployment. We're down to 4,800 new filings. And about 2,400 people came off the unemployment rolls. So things are looking pretty good that way. Bad news in the inflation area. The it looks like the one of the key inflation factors went up 0.3% again in March. The House has passed a bill lowering the long-range gun purchases from 21 to 18 years old. Then the Senate went ahead and passed one of the more restrictive immigration laws in the country. The House is expected to pass it as well. Let's go right now with Bobby Ross. Three servicemen, unfortunately, have passed away in yet another helicopter crash from the military. Two Apache helicopters collided midair on the way back to Alaska. Former Vice President Mike Pence testified in front of the grand jury pertaining to the January 6th attack. I'm sure we'll get details about that coming up. And the White House insists that the Biden reporter cheat sheet is entirely normal. And I've mentioned this so many times before. Yeah, it's entirely normal for somebody who has dementia. It's not entirely normal for a president. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. That's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Your sports hit here. The NFL draft is going on right now. And as you heard right there, Tennessee Titans moved up to pick Will Levis from Kentucky get right there. And after missing the first round, he was expected to be a top 10 pick and ends up going 33rd overall. Let's see here. We just had the pick for the Atlanta Hawks. They ended up getting an offensive guard from Syracuse, Bergeron. And right now, Panthers are on the clock. And then it'll be the Northern Saints, not the Pelicans. Pelicans are not drafting NFL players right now. Then let's see here. NBA playoffs will begin at 7 o'clock on ESPN. The Golden State Warriors are playing the Kings. The Warriors lead the series 3-2, so if they win, they will advance. Then at 9:30 on ESPN, LA Lakers are playing the Memphis Grizzlies. The Lakers are leading that series 3-2, so if they win, they will advance. Then NHL playoffs are going on right now on TBS with a minute and a half left in the first period. The Islanders lead the Carolina Hurricanes. On TNT, the puck just dropped between the Florida Panthers and the Boston Bruins. Then at 8:30 on TBS, Dallas Stars will be playing Minnesota. And at 9 o'clock on TNT, Colorado will be playing Seattle Kraken. And then Major League Baseball, the Orioles against the Tigers has been postponed. The Pirates against the Washington Nationals has been postponed. Then the Twins are beating the Royals right now 8-3. Top of the sixth inning, that game is on Major League Baseball Network. Top of the fifth inning on ESPN+. It's a tie game between the Marlins and the Cubs at 1-1. Then the Seattle Mariners are beating the Blue Jays 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Bottom of the third, still scoreless between the Atlanta Braves and the Mets. The Cleveland Guardians are beating the Boston Red Sox 3-0 in the bottom of the second. And the Tampa Bay Rays are getting beat by the White Sox 2-1 at the end of the second there. Coming up at 7:10 on Apple TV+, the Phillies will be playing the Houston Astros. And then on Apple TV+, at 9:10, the Cardinals will be playing the Dodgers. Let's get traffic on the fives, and I'll get you your sports news.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 causing no major slowdowns. We did have an accident on East Olive Road. This is going to be right near Hilburn Road, but no slowdowns to report due to the accident. And Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable sports news right now where to go? Kevin Durant has become the third NBA player to get a lifetime contract from Nike, joining Michael Jordan and LeBron James. So Kevin Durant, some pretty exclusive company right there. Cleveland Cavaliers president says that Bickerstaff will remain their head coach after they got bounced in the first round of the NBA playoffs, and Germany and Qatar are going to host the upcoming FIBA World Cup. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The NFL draft going on right now, and on the clock was the Carolina Panthers. They just selected Jonathan Mingo, wide receiver from Ole Miss. So coming up next is the New Orleans Saints. Nope, they just made their pick very quickly. No, they haven't. They're on the clock right now, so we'll see what they end up doing. Then a powerful new obesity drug is going to upend the weight loss care. I got this article from Associated Press. There's a lot of Americans who are using Ozempic and Wegovy. These are drugs touted by celebrities and on TikTok that basically just sheds pounds. And, well, tirzepatide, an Eli Lilly and Company drug, was approved to treat type 2 diabetes under the brand name Mounjaro. It helps people with type 2 diabetes who are overweight or had obesity lose up to 16% of their body weight. And the late stage study of the drug for weight loss adds to earlier evidence that similar participants without diabetes lost up to 22% of their body weight over over that same period. So they say the typical person taking this drug, this new drug, tirzepatide, could lose up to 50 pounds. Up to 50 pounds. Holy moly. So they are finalizing an application to the USDA to approve this drug that has in the past been used for type 2 diabetes. They're trying to get the FDA to approve it for chronic weight management. So it would be the first, it'd be the first drug that's like a very effective drug that's really been targeted specifically for obesity. Now, speaking of that, there was a study done by Colorado University in Boulder that basically they used actually multiple studies to compile this research, and they found in their analysis that a person's that obesity raises a person's risk of death from 22 to 91%. The percentage gets higher the longer you are obese. And according to the researchers, the study and others are beginning to expose the true toll of this public health crisis. In other words, they're saying obesity now is becoming a just straight up public health crisis. It's a lot more deadly than what we have thought in the past. The research found that 1 in 6 U.S. deaths, 1 in 6, have a connection to excessive weight or obesity. Here's the thing. The Surgeon General of the United States back in the mid-80s had actually stated that like it was something like 90% of our diseases that we deal with in our society are related to food and diet. That was back in the mid-80s, and it's only gotten worse since then. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Hey, Bobby, didn't Obama have a teleprompter? I think Obama did have a teleprompter as well. But it's not the same as having a teleprompter to say what you're going to say in your speech. What's different about what's going on with Biden is that he doesn't just have like note cards of like what to say. He has the questions of what the people are going to ask ahead of time, and then the answers to that. That's where it gets so funky and weird. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right. This came out of Connecticut. Connecticut man was arrested for running an illegal dental operation. All right, that should be enough in and of itself. Like, you're working on some people's teeth. You're working on people's teeth, and you're not a dentist? That in and of itself could be the thing right there. But it's not done. Apparently, he was doing this work out of a hotel room. what? Yeah. They went into the hotel room, La Quinta Hotel. When officers entered the occupant's room, they found an impromptu operating setup with dental drills, suction machines, and a portable x-ray machine. Bottles of amoxicillin and other medications were also found. Who thought this was just normal, that you just be like, I gotta get some dental work done? Oh, I know a guy. I got a guy. Let me refer you to my guy. He's good. He's real good. And so you're like, okay, sure. Wait a minute. Is this a hotel? Yeah, he works out of a hotel room. He's good, though. I mean, every time I go there, he gives me a lollipop. I don't know, like, what gets people to, A, go there? When you show up at the hotel room, you're like, oh, this ain't right. This is a hotel room. Maybe I shouldn't go. What makes you decide, oh, what the heck, I'm going in anyway? Is it people just no insurance, who are just like, I don't have insurance, I guess I'll do this? Like, no. This is not good. Not good at all. Not good at all. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. The New Orleans Saints went ahead and picked defensive end Isaiah Foskey from Notre Dame. on the clock now, Arizona Cardinals. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Coming up next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus, we got your weekend movie preview. Stick around. On News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we're going to have your weekend movie preview. First, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. Also, nothing to slow you down on 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, or Mobile Highway. See something slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Joe, what you got going on in the news here?
Bobby, the U.S. is issuing new sanctions against Russia and Iran for wrongfully detaining Americans. This comes after the recent detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich in Moscow. California is approving a rule to end the sale of diesel trucks in the state by 2036. The rule would also require fleet owners have their trucks be electric or zero emission by 2042. And a Supreme Court justice says he has a pretty good idea of who leaked the court's abortion draft ruling. That's what Justice Samuel Alito said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, but noted there isn't enough evidence for a public accusation. Bobby?
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The Arizona Cardinals just selected B.J. Ojulari from LSU. So on the clock now, Green Bay Packers. Wonder if they'll get a quarterback to back up Jordan Love. Be interested to see what they do right there. Got a text here pertaining to the today's sign of the apocalypse. Get the meth in the one hotel room to Roger to get the teeth, and the dentist is in the next one to fix them. Gotcha. All right. So that's why the dentist is in the hotel room, because people are getting their meth teeth and they need to get their meth teeth fixed. I see. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now
it's time for
a weekend movie.
All righty. Weekend movie preview. Two movies in the theater. One I'm really looking forward to, Big George Foreman. Oh, I'm looking forward to this one. Following the life of George Foreman and how he became the oldest heavyweight champion in boxing history. It also, I believe, has a the scene that basically where he had a come to Jesus moment, and where he really turned his life over to Christ and everything too. And so this one looks really good. I'm really excited about it. It's in the theaters now. It's PG-13. Also PG-13, a movie based on Judy Blume's 1970s novel, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. This is PG-13, and Margaret is a sixth grader who moves to the suburbs of New Jersey with her family. She must make new friends while navigating the beginning of puberty. So that's out in theaters today as well. Played by Abby Ryder Fortson. You know her as the young daughter of Ant-Man in the first Ant-Man movie. So she's playing this little coming-of-age girl. So Rachel McAdams plays her mom. Kathy Bates plays her grandmother. So there you go. It's in theaters now. Also, theater news here for you. Dodgeball sequel is going to be a Dodgeball sequel is in the works now. Vince Vaughn has committed to it. No word yet if Ben Stiller will be part of that. Green Bay Packers ended up going with tight end Luke Musgrave from Oregon State. On the clock now, New York Jets. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. You guys have a great weekend. Talk to you again on Monday. Bye-bye.